Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us at High Noon every Tuesday. He's brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And by Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping and get rewarded. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. You know us. What'd you think of that victory on Sunday night, and what does it mean for the Patriots moving forward? The Ravens have not been great. They're a game under 500. They were without Lamar Jackson, and yet they're down 11. They storm back and get the victory. What does that win say about them?
It says that they were able to blink in that game, to fall behind, to have turnovers, to have a fake punt go south, to not be able to stop people on the ground, to survive a decent backup quarterback performance from Tyrod Taylor, to have their faults exposed in their run defense, and not to say, no, boy, I guess we're not that good. Same thing happened last week. So to me, I think it's a major triumph. You know, as the Buffalo game earlier this season acted as fuel, I think, for this team to believe in itself, I think this bounce back win will serve as some kind of fuel for them late in the season, for however far they go.
Tom, how important, though, do you think it was for Drake May? There was like a lingering storyline where he really hadn't had a great fourth quarter comeback. Can this guy do it in crunch time? And then he goes out from 11 points down to the Ravens in the fourth quarter and goes out and wins the football game. How important was it for Drake May?
That's a great question, and I appreciate it because I was asking the same thing. But for Drake May, the individual, the actual person, the guy who resides in between those two ears and under the hair, doesn't matter a bit, because for us it matters a ton, because now we can change the conversation a little bit, and Jones will say, yeah, but he did it once, and what about all the other times?
I have been saying that, yes.
Yeah.
Have you really?
No, but that is, I understand why you think I might be, yes.
Yeah. It's on the launch pad. But I don't think it matters to May. I mean, he has blind faith in himself at this point, because we talked about this a little bit on Early Edition last night. We're talking about confidence. Confidence is one thing. Faith is the ability to see something or believe in something that hasn't happened. He hasn't come from behind in a high-leverage game. Buffalo, to an extent, but that was a different situation. You know, I believe it was a tie game or whatever it was. This one was different. So he has great confidence and faith in himself. For us, on the outside, it changes our conversation. But the longer I do this, the more I realize the outside conversation doesn't really matter. What's the national perspective on the Patriots? Who gives a poop? Who cares?
So, I mean, I agree with that on some level. Like, who cares about the narrative street and things like that? On the other, though, I mean, you know this, Tom. You've covered the team for a long time. You could look across the huddle when Tom Brady was there and go, well, we're never out of a game because they came back so many different times. And not to say Drake is Tom Brady, but at some point you do need to start leading those come-from-behind drives, or you're looking across the huddle going, can this guy do it? And I think, yeah, the outside noise does not matter, but it does matter at some point for him to do that and get that done and show that he can do it for the guys in the huddle.
Yes. But I don't think that Morgan Moses or Mac Hollins or somebody is looking across the huddle with sweat dripping off their nose and saying, he's never done this. Can we do it? And I'm sure that you would agree with that. So to me, they're not looking across the huddle at somebody who's completely incapable of it. I think that they will look across, well, maybe he hasn't done it, but he's gonna, so I'd like to be there for it. He's just a really, really good player. I don't want to get too far down into that, because there's a bunch of other things we can talk about. But I think it was important, but I don't think it was vital. It was inevitable that it was going to happen. And it shows how much faith he has in himself and confidence that he could confront it the week after it didn't work out in Buffalo and say, yeah, I want that shot again.
Another guy that has supreme confidence in himself would be Stephon Diggs. He was constantly keeping the guys up on the sidelines, telling them to keep their chin up. Are they going to kind of pick their spots when Diggs kind of pops off, Tom? Because, I mean, prior to Sunday's game, he hadn't really had a great game in, what, like a month or so? And so I know he's older and still coming off that ACL injury. Are they really going to be careful of, like, picking their spots and making sure he's ready for the playoffs?
I don't think that when Josh McDaniels runs the offense that exists a ton. I think there's a tiny segment of it, Chris, where, hey, let's try and get the ball here. But I think it's generally dictated by what's going on. And we talked on Sunday, and you guys asked about Diggs, and I thought I hadn't even really noticed it because the offense was succeeding. So why does Diggs have to have more targets and numbers if the offense is not bogged down? So if he plays, and I do think that he played with a little bit more verve on Sunday, not to say that he didn't play hard previously, but maybe he said, hey, I'm going to have some opportunities tonight. And you saw it on the way he ran on that 4th-and-2. He was friggin' flying. So I think he's going to be a critical factor for the team. Been a great teammate, been a tremendous leader, and has done a great job being intentional of being a leader since he got here. So if you're the Patriots, you couldn't be happier that you ended up with that player instead of an Ayuk, a Metcalf, a Godwin, a Calvin Ridley, you name it.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. We call it a Tommy Tuesday. Chime in for Keefe today. It's time now, and we gave, or you gave, quite a few Drake takes here already, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. But let's get one more Drake take here. I heard you talking about this on the postgame show on NBC Sports Boston on Sunday night. The way that Drake talks at the podium is very fast, and you know everything seems to be moving very quickly with him. And yet on the field, he seems to process things very well. I know that kind of alignment or even lack thereof is very interesting to you. So how do you kind of square those two things away with Drake? Everything seems to be moving a million miles a minute, except on the football field where it seems to be moving slower and slower for him.
Thank you for asking that. Thanks for watching. It has slowed down, though. His presence at the podium is far different if you put him side by side with last year. And even earlier this year, he has slowed down a great deal at the podium. And I think his answer is, and I think his podium presence has been excellent. But that, who cares about that? I think it's, for me, I mean, it's media stuff. But he has a very quick mind. And he processes quickly. Sometimes I think individuals can get, myself included, addled. Thinking too quickly, speaking too quickly, you don't process things, or you fixate on one thing that didn't go well and you can't move on to the next thing. He seems like he has a mental to-do list and he crosses things off in order very quickly and moves on to the next thing, especially when the ball is snapped. And the number of things that he could get fixated on, whether it be, oh, I didn't have two hands on the ball again. I did that earlier this year against Pittsburgh. I did it against Atlanta. I just did it again tonight. We're trying to come back. We're trying to have a game here, and I just screwed up. He's like, dropped it. Not going to do that again. He just moves on. It's remarkable.
Tom, is there an AFC team that scares you now that the playoffs have been clinched for the New England Patriots? Is there a team that you just feel is a really bad matchup for this team?
I think that the Patriots are a little bit of a one-man gang in terms of not talent. That would be an unfair thing to say. But they have places on their roster where I think other teams will look at and go, we can deal with that. But with Drake May, I think that he's one of the most difficult players to deal with in the league this year. So I think I would say Denver, Houston, and the Bills would be the three main teams that I think could be a real pain in the ass because of the defense the first two play and because of the presence of Josh Allen. I wonder on the flip side, and Phil and I talked about this on the Patriots Talk podcast, how many teams look at the Patriots and say, we wouldn't mind playing them? And I bet that there's probably a few that would say that because of, you know, the red zone issues they've had, the run defense issues they've had, the fact that teams can look at them and say, they had two Pro Bowlers. How good is this team? But I think the Patriots are running on a lot of intangibles right now. And this isn't to slight them at all. I'm just saying that when you look at around the league, or if teams around the league who are playoff bound look at the Patriots, they could say, we should be able to deal with them. The guy is a problem, but shouldn't we be able to deal with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably teams looking at the Patriots that way. And maybe that's underscored by the Pro Bowl rosters that came out today. Patriots have two, Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. Regardless of whether you think Gonzalez is a deserving Pro Bowler, how do you think his year has gone this year, specifically how it went down on national TV on Sunday night where he struggled against Zay Flowers and DeAndre Hopkins?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think he's had a good year, especially given where we were at the very outset of the season, that he's bounced back, played at a high level, Pro Bowl level as he's going in. He's got that honor. I still think he's a shutdown corner, and he would deserve his next contract, and I wouldn't look at the Zay Flowers or DeAndre Hopkins situations. Allowed completions as being detrimental. Phil was like, he's not even in the play on some of these. And then the second half, played better, at an outstanding tackle on Derrick Henry, knocking down a stiff arm. So I think he's a good player. I think there's some plays that he gets beat on, but overall, I'll be interested to see if Zay Flowers is a different kind of receiver than some of the long, tall outside receivers it deals with. So chasing across the field might not be the best matchup for him with a quick guy, but I don't think that he's overmatched by any stretch.
Tom, I know we got a bit of a Milton Williams update today. He will be practicing this week. Do you believe he'll be ready to go for the Jets game on Sunday, or do you think it'll take another week?
I have no idea. Honestly, I could not even begin to project, to be really honest. I mean, I don't know what the medical reports are. I haven't even seen his full or limited participant. I just talked to him in the locker room, and he's basically saying, I'm going to see how I feel and see how how it goes out there. So I can't even guess, Chris. Sorry.
No worries. Did he at least seem confident that he'll be all right at practice this week?
He seemed like he wants to find out.
Okay.
That's all. You know, he talked about his wind and whether or not that will be there as he comes back. So I think all of it's TBD.
Okay. He's Tommy Curran. Check him out. NBC Sports Boston. Follow him on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. It's Tommy Tuesday. Tom, we appreciate the time. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the whole season. It's been fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.